Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Hey, this is Ollie Gordon, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier. I'm also joined by the Trash Man, and we have more news coming out of training camps. Everybody is in. The veterans are in. We have so much going on. It's been like the old Brent Venables, you're taking it all in through a fire hose. it's been tough this morning keeping up with all of it as I've been running updates to the PPR and the Superflex cheat sheets at rosterwatch.com. We just got some new and updated ADP data from CBS Sports that has thrown a little bit of a wrinkle in things, but rest assured we're working on it and we will get that update up to 2.1 and 1.1 respectively at some point, either today or tomorrow, once we've done all of the manual testing. Cody's going to get the standard half point sheet up here soon enough. So make sure to go to rosterwatch.com, get a pro membership. That's how you get the cheat sheets. That's how you support us. That's how we keep the lights on. That's how we can do this. So thank you to all our pro members. If you're not a pro member, please go look into it. It's very, very cheap, and it keeps the lights on for us.
And all right. Thank you.
And what? Well, I didn't hear what you said.
And no thank you if you're not a pro member.
Oh, okay.
We don't get a thank you, though.
You get a thank you for watching or listening, but you'd be a lot cooler if you signed up to be a pro.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
All right. News. This isn't the biggest breaking news because it's something that we've talked about before, but I did find it interesting earlier from Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the Giants. So Malik Nabers, they had Malik Nabers today as far as media availabilities after practice, and he says that surgery is not under consideration right now. Of course, that's for the toe that he apparently has had issues with since back when he was in college. But he said that they're going to manage the workload right now in camp and through the summer. But it was discussed in the past, and time will tell if it is needed eventually. We're talking about a guy who I'm pumped to take it like in PPR, 8, 9 overall here. Certainly a first round pick in fantasy. A guy who feels like he brings just an insanely good volume floor. And we know that the upside he has just as an athlete, as a player. We love Malik Nabers. He's incredible. Are we discounting the fact here that he has a lingering toe? One of the most inhibiting injuries there is for a wide receiver that depends so much on, change of direction and, his ability to separate. Like that toe, like that's a bad, bad deal for that. And I know, could it be that we look back at 2025 and we're like, all right, we dodged the bullet of this whole toe in 2024 that he played through. Did it feel a little bit like we were pushing the envelope a little bit, thinking we're going to be able to dodge the bullet again in 2025? Are you thinking about this at all? It just kind of started to creep up on me a little bit whenever I saw that report earlier today. I'm like, gosh, we're in camp and we're still talking about this thing.
I would say the first thing is when I hear the word, there has been talk about surgery and we're managing it well and everything's going well with rehab, I don't like the word surgery being entered into the conversation, period. Because we've talked about this earlier this offseason about, oh, it's neighbors. He'll be fine when camp gets around. Well, camp's here. And now he says, well, there's been talks that we could potentially have surgery. So I don't feel good about it. I'm switched my tone here. I don't feel good about the neighbor situation right now.
Well, so what are you doing about it?
He's got to come down a little bit. He can't be a guy that, like a year ago, we were talking about these drafts. It was like, no matter what, Malik Nabers, no matter what, like you can't even.
Oh, but that was third round Malik Nabers,
correct?
Right?
We know. I mean, that's who Malik Nabers is, though. So, like, you can't even in a world where he's fully healthy. It's you. I mean, you can't have you draft Malik Nabers. Period.
Or are you to the point where you're drafting like Amon-Ra St. Brown ahead of him in PPR?
If they're both healthy, I'm taking Nabers every time.
Okay.
I mean, but Nabers is practicing fully at camp.
Well, they're managing a toe. He's practicing fully, but they are managing a toe.
Okay.
And he just brought up, he literally said, Nabers said there has been talk about surgery and we're managing it well. Like,
and there could be surgery in the future.
Well, the thing is, though, I think if it was a real problem, he wouldn't be practicing fully in camp.
I think there's a chance he tried to rehab this thing all summer thinking he could fight through it, and now didn't quite work the way he thought.
But I'm like, why would he be practicing fully at camp if he's not good?
Well, because he's expected to play and he's the offense, right? Right. You know, saying we made a decision that we're going to manage this.
Your best weapon and somebody you didn't actually want to overwork throughout camp. You know, I think you would, you know, you'd dial it back there entering camp.
All right. So look, the good news is we've been talking to Dr. David Chow, our good friend, pro football doc, who we do collabs with and stuff. He's going to be trash man's laughing because he thinks the old doc is a swindler. But
no, I just think he errs on the side of extreme caution.
Yeah, it could have helped us a little bit with Christian McCaffrey last year. That would have been.
You're just listening to me. I'm not a doctor, but I live with one, and I told you not to draft Christian McCaffrey.
The thing. So we're gonna have him on twice. Like I think in the next week or two, and then once closer to the season. So make sure that you stay tuned here on the channel. We have these coming out. We have a series of player like specific videos that we just started doing this week. We're gonna be doing those. How many times, Cody? You put it in
every day between now and the season. We'll have those little short videos in the morning.
Okay, so it's a lot of videos. So a lot of content here on the channel. Make sure and check it out. And again, make sure and go get a pro membership at rosterwatch.com. The ultimate draft cheat sheet is magical. It's mystical. It's mythical. It's the original three-step cheat sheet. It's the one that changed fantasy football forever. You can only get it with a pro membership at rosterwatch.com. All right, Trash Man, what has caught your eye so far?
I mean, of course. Any news out of Cowboy camp will pique my.
Oh, don't tell me you're talking about Jerry Jones's cockamamie stuff where he's throwing Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott under the bus.
No, I'm going to be talking about Brian Schottenheimer and his comments on George Pickens' instincts, which he described as uncanny, and should change the Dallas offense in 2025, talking about him being more than just a deep ball specialist, you know, that the Cowboys didn't have enough explosive plays with just CeeDee Lamb being, you know, the primary playmaker. So it bodes well for big plays out of George Pickens this season, big shot Bob potentially, really opening things up for that passing game. So I'm excited about Pickens. I'm excited about where we can get him right now. I'm excited about his upside. I think we could have a breakout season from him.
I'm wondering whenever we were doing so – What would, so George Pickens, whenever we were doing our exposures for the update to version 2.0 of the PPR cheat sheet, he was our 10th highest exposure, getting him 16.67%.
Wide receivers or overall?
Wide receivers. So he's a guy that we're getting a lot, especially if you look at what the where the ADP sits right now. It's like it comes in a point of drafts wherever, you know, I wasn't really expecting to be getting him that much because he's going right around the same time as players who we really like RJ Harvey, Travion Henderson, Caleb Johnson, these sort of cheaper these cheaper rookie running backs that are kind of going now in that sixth, seventh round kind of area. Pickens is going there too. And I wasn't really expecting to get as much of them as we did, but we still were getting plenty of Harvey, plenty of Travion, plenty of Caleb Johnson while still getting a good amount of George Pickens. And I'm thankful for that because George Pickens to me has felt like a terrific value this whole time. It's like, where are you going to get somebody with his athletic profile, his pedigree,
his upside,
his upside going to a ready-made system where it's like, it's almost awesome that he's on the other side of the offense from CD Lamb. It's cliche to say it, but you know, he's played his whole career in a spot where he's been the only game in town, dude. He's been the sole focus of opposing defenses. The first play of team workouts yesterday, a Dak first team, and it's not one of these things where you see it and you're like, oh, look, Cam Scataboo just caught a touchdown. Who'd he catch it from? With Jackson Dart with the twos? No, this was a first team drill, first play of practice, deep bomb, Dak Prescott to George Pickens for a touchdown, big catch and run. So I'm in for it, dude. I'm excited about it. We're going to get a lot of George Pickens. Hopefully his ADP doesn't rise too much.
I mean, why isn't he potentially a better version of T. Higgins? Like this offense should be
Higgins is always hurt. People always forget that Higgins is going to miss football games.
This offense should be top five in scoring, top six in scoring. We don't trust the backfield like to the highest extent. I think we trust Chase Brown in Cincinnati behind a bad offensive line more than we trust really any of these running backs in Dallas to take a stranglehold behind a good offensive line. I think Dak, Lamb, Ferguson, Pickens, like that's a very formidable trio, very talented trio. Some will say it's not as talented as Chase and Higgins, but I think it's right up there. And if they can all stay healthy all year, I mean, we saw T. Higgins, like Pickens has had a better year so far in his career, better than Higgins has had in his career. Higgins had the touchdowns. The touchdowns come for Pickens, who hasn't had more than five in a single year. You could see him jump up from where he's finished his receiver 35, 36 up to wide receiver 17, 15, 14. Like, and that's where you can get a little bit of value because he's going off what, wide receiver 29 right now. Like,
what I think might be happening is that people are going zero RB and, you know, this is the area where they're starting to take their running backs. And so, like, I feel like if you don't approach it that way, if you have a more even-handed approach, I think, you know, Pickens makes for a really nice value there.
Life is a workout and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yeah. All right, Cody, what do you got?
Well, I thought this was interesting. I know it might be a zero for most people, but I know Trash Man might like this because he's the Trash Man, and I like deep digging on some people. Will Shipley and A.J. Dillon, the backup to Saquon Barkley, Mr. 500 touches last year. A.J. Dillon got reps before Will Shipley, but it felt like Shipley got more overall reps. Shipley had an impressive run. According to Jimmy Kempsky, reporting on the Eagles, Elliot Shore said A.J. Dillon gets reps with the first team before Will Shipley. And then also noted that Shipley had a nice run in 11-on-11, showed some burst. to me the fact that Dylan's even splitting, let alone getting snaps ahead of Shipley, it's a little bit of worry because I personally liked Shipley a lot. I thought AJ Dylan was completely dust. And as far as like being a good handcuff to a guy that has a all-time record for touches in a season, AJ Dylan might need to sneak onto the back end of the sheet? Question mark.
This is something that I brought up, I think, the last time we talked about Will Shipley, when you were all systems go on him. I didn't believe in Will Shipley, and I definitely don't now. I think AJ Dylan offers. I mean, we talk about handcuffs and not really having them, not really wanting to have them, but you have a player like Saquon and the kind of volume that he gets. I mean, is AJ Dylan a viable handcuff?
Think about behind that offensive line. Like I know I've come out and talked about like a Jordan Mason behind the Vikings offensive line and the potential of him having double digit rushing touchdowns. It's like, you wouldn't really have to squint too hard if they, you know, I'm not saying they're going to take a workload off of Saquon or anything's going to happen to Saquon, but at 245 pound AJ Dillon inside the 5 yard line behind that offensive line is like, hey, let's take off some, you know, some load from Jalen Hurts's, you know, QB tush push or whatever. But he didn't do a damn thing last year.
Well, the thing is, you can draft him in the last round.
Exactly.
AJ Dillon, are you kidding?
He didn't even get drafted.
AJ Dillon in the last round. When you could take guys like Dylan Sampson or Jarquez Hunter or like.
Well, if you are a Saquon Barkley owner, I think it's something you have to.
You should take Will Shipley.
Those are completely different kinds of players, and I don't
know which player is more like Saquon.
Which player is going to score touchdowns?
None. Jalen Hurts is going to score them all. He's going to get pushed from, but he's going to get a tush push, brotherly shove, and it's like they're not. And AJ Dillon's turning into a bad version of the tiptoe burglar Jacob.
So you're completely ignoring this news that Cody was talking about?
No, I'm not completely ignoring it. I just don't think it matters.
So does it? Would you rather Alexander Mattison's getting the same conversations in Miami right now with Jalen?
That's going to be Ollie Gordon's job.
Ollie Gordon over Jalen Wright?
I like Ollie Gordon better than Jalen Wright. Is that too? Is that a hot take?
I mean, I like Ollie Gordon too.
Again, those are different types of players.
They're really not that different. They're big, fast, straight line speed guys.
No, Wright's not big and fat. Like, he's not big. He's 205, 204 pounds.
I thought Jalen Wright was a little bit bigger than that.
I think Jay Wright was like 205. Exactly 205, I want to say.
And look, I'm not talking about the testing speed. I'm just talking about is Ollie Gordon running straight up and down the field and running away from everybody at Oklahoma State.
210, 4.3, 8.40.
Yeah. So obviously Ollie Gordon does not have that testing speed, but I'm just talking about on-field place. I think those guys are relatively similar.
You said Wright was 210. I have him at 207.
Wiki has him at 210. Must be from the combine.
Regardless, AJ Dillon's not on my fantasy football. Have you seen the way he's looked whenever he's been out there?
Well, he hasn't played in the calendar year.
So that time off must have really helped.
I don't know.
We see how well it did for Darren Waller.
He plays like Farm Simulator and like works out. Like I'm sure he's in fine shape.
No, thank you. Let's talk about something that actually matters. It might actually matter for fantasy. Behind another guy. And this is about Chris Godwin, but it's also about Emeka Egbuka, because Godwin. So it was just revealed. I don't know if it was today or yesterday that the Chris Godwin. So, all right. So he had the bad ankle last year. I think that was in he played six games, right? Was that in week seven? I think it was week seven. But see that what that was, it was a severe, what they called at the time, a severe dislocated ankle. And whenever you heard about what that was, you're like, oh God, that it's like, Cody, do you know what that is? I just remember hearing it. It's like, I think it means your ankle kind of falls off the bone and like,
yeah,
it's real bad.
That's exactly. Yeah. And it's the everything that you see when you look down, it just shifts over.
Yeah. It's just like the worst, right? It makes you shiver to even think about.
It's the best case scenario, though, for the guys that like you see the foot do, like, you know, when the foot turns and it's like, his foot sideways. He tore every ligament, so they don't always tear.
Really, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard for me to even hear that. It makes me shiver. But the now the news in the spring,
in the spring, he had another surgery. And he's not – they don't think he's going to be ready for week one. And so, for one, I've – look, we hadn't gotten any Chris Godwin using the cheat sheets. I've been spooked off of him enough to begin with. But what I am happy about is that we've been getting Emeka Egbuka. And, Cody, I'm not sure what his ADP is right now, but I just know when you're running these mocks and you're in a 12-team league and you get to the 13th and 14th round, which is typically the last round in most home leagues before you take kickers and defenses, Egbuka's always available. He's always available. And so there was a time there when we were testing the cheat sheets when we were, you know, generally we don't like to take wide receivers in that area, right? We'd like to take the running backs. It's just the wide receivers in that area generally don't hit unless it's these rookies that are coming into these weird, murky situations, right? High-level rookies, high-impact rookies, highly drafted rookies, guys with like first-round draft capital who come into the league as one of the I think the most polished and pro-ready receiver that was in the draft this year. I didn't think he was the best, but I thought he was the most pro-ready. And in saying that,
Just like Olave once was.
And in saying that, if he gets the runway to start the season to where he's starting, I'm not saying he's going to take the job and run with it and not give it back to Chris Godwin, because Chris Godwin's got so much goodwill built up in that organization. They're not going to want to take Mike Evans off the field. They shouldn't take him off the field. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But are you telling me that they wouldn't see something where they're like, you know, we don't need to have guys like Cade Otton and Payne Durham and stuff like this on the field all the time? We're going to go to more 11 personnel. We're going to make sure that Emeka Egbuka is on the football field, and he's better than Jalen McMillan. He's better than he's better than like the Trey Palmers of the world. He's better than these guys. If he gets the runway to start the season and it's looking like he will, I'm beginning to think it's a smart thing to be drafting Emeka Egbuka right now based on where he's going.
I mean, I already thought.
You guys have thoughts on it? What?
Yeah, I already thought it was a smart thing to have him. Just based on the age of the wide receivers in Tampa. I mean, and also the injury history. I mean, it makes sense to have a guy like Egbuka, especially since you can get him so late in drafts. I mean, it's found money, really.
Cody, what are your thoughts?
I was trying to look back and see how much like 10 personnel the Bucs ran last year. And they only ran it five snaps. They were predominantly in 11.
No one runs 10.
Well, I know, but I think about them, and I think, like, you know, with Liam Cohen, I just feel like, you know, Mike Evans and Godwin and Trey Palmer.
And if you remember, it feels like it's been such a disjointed thing there with changing offensive coordinators every year, and certainly a new offensive coordinator this year with Grizzard. But that's his name, right?
Grizzard, yeah.
Yeah. He was like the quarterback's coach and the passing game coordinator, or whatever, like under Liam Cohen. And Liam Cohen was under Dave Canales. Like they've had continuity of kind of the offensive system, even though one of these guys gets poached every year. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think looking back at the trends from last year's is bad. And like you said, man, like they ran a ton of 11. I think I don't know, man. Who's better, Emeka Egbuka or 80% Chris Godwin?
Egbuka.
I kind of think so too.
Yeah. I think I still think 100% Chris Godwin, but we're not going to get that. It doesn't sound like we're going to get that for – it's with a dislocated ankle, I don't personally look at it like a torn ACL or something. Because a torn ACL, you can get to a certain point – and you can be like, all right, I'm back. I can do all these different things. An ankle for a receiver making cuts every single play, there's a lot of mental there. And I know Chris Godwin's mentally strong, and all these guys are mentally strong outside of Romeo Doubs. But like when you are at that age, and I don't know, I think like look at like Stephon Diggs. That's another one that's like Stephon Diggs is coming off this knee injury. They passed his physical the other day, and you see him out there with no brace, no nothing, running around. You're like, all right, this guy's healthy. His knee's good.
Did you say you saw him chasing a dog?
Yeah, I saw him chasing I put a tweet up. He's chasing a puppy around a big billboard, and he's like cutting. He's got no knee sleeve on. He's just like doing it like a normal human being. I'm like, not a problem.
Well,
like,
puppies historically aren't that fast, as we all know.
Yeah, but he couldn't catch the dog. Dog was like, you know, it was like a, it wasn't a baby, but it was like, you know, I don't know, 6 month old puppy, but it was like getting away from him. And so he had to like make some lateral moves around the sign. And I was like, well, if he was hindered at all, he wouldn't be doing that, period. And anyway, so.
I mean, well, that sounds adorable.
It kind of was, to be honest with you. I think they were doing like adoption day up in New England or something. But I like Stephon Diggs more than I like Chris Godwin.
Well, the thing is, because they have Igbuka, they don't have to rush Godwin. You know, why hurry Godwin onto the field if he's not, you know, close to 100% when you have a guy like Igbuka?
I mean, I get it.
That's the whole, I think that'd be the whole thing. You can, in that division, I think you also have a little bit of leeway in saying like, well, we're definitely going to be competing for this thing in like week 14, 15, 16 because of our defense and our offensive line, our run game, et cetera, et cetera. So you kind of have some time. So,
and I mean, just think about it, dude. Turn back the clock. Turn back the clock, what, 3 months? And we're sitting there, we're saying, hold on, Tampa just took who?
They knew something we didn't.
They just took Emeka Egbuka. And what they were thinking was, like, well, you know, Godwin just got his second surgery on this ankle. It's like, who knows? You know, we could need this guy to start the season. And they certainly knew more than we did.
Are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff, right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.